Velasquez and Jessica Herrera started a program. The first year they had the program in Manhattan Heights Historic District, and then in the McGoffin Historic District, and then the third year was the Isleta Historic District, but we included the Mission Trail. And so from then on, it became a committee project. And in 2018, the committee decided to include the entire county of El Paso on a regular basis, not do individual districts.
Good call. Well, now, Providencio is the woman who succeeded this dude here, Troy Ainsworth, in that job,
right?
That's
true.
And what was your official job title?
Historic Preservation Officer.
So now that's what Provi is here.
That's right.
Yes.
And so, and also Jessica Herrera, she is an economic development person at the city, right?
Yes.
And that's her job. Okay. All right. Well, then let's find out some things that are going on here. Troy, why don't we start with you? What is happening in Las Cruces to preserve things? Because we put a picture on Facebook, I'll show you in a minute, of the, I think it's the Holt House.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate you doing that, a little bit
it's
of promotion.
A great-looking house. I was looking at that thing. That's bizarre.
It's wonderful because 1907 construction date.
1907?
1907.
Oh, wow.
It was when Henry Trost designed it for Judge H.B. Holt. Holt had lived there for a few years. He was one of the early Anglos who was a prominent individual who was involved in so many different aspects of developing a very young Las Cruces, but the house is located on the northwest corner of Picacho and Alameda, so it's just a little to the west of City Hall. If that gives a reference point to everyone on the radio, and when it was built, there was very little else around it, so it was
prominent.
It's a very distinctive design.
Oh, yeah. Mediterranean.
Now imagine nothing around it. You know, no paved roads or other houses.
Is that one of many Trost there in Las Cruces?
There are a handful of Trost buildings. Of course, we lost one a few years ago. That was the impetus. It was the Miller House. It was a locally known as the Pink House. It was an adobe, one story adobe with a full basement. It was a bungalow style. It was very interesting. And it is the loss of that home that really began the impetus for preservation in Las Cruces. That was only 10, 12 years ago, something like that. So things moved a little slowly.
Well, explain just briefly, who was Henry Trost and why is that important?
Oh, Trost, our guy.
You could take 3 hours, but
yeah, I can. Okay, don't take 3 hours. Okay, well, Toledo native, German heritage, knew how to draw. He could translate what his eyes could see through his arm with a pencil to a sheet of paper. He was a fantastic designer, architect, and he is responsible. He and his brothers and his family had a longstanding firm here in El Paso, but they also had an office up in Albuquerque. He worked out in Tucson, Phoenix, Las Cruces.
Name drop of some of the buildings in El Paso downtown.
Oh, okay.
A couple of hotels.
Yeah, you've got this wonderful Mills building. That's a nice one. The Paso del Norte Hotel, the Camino Real Hotel. The Roberts Banner Building is one of my favorites. I think it's long overdue for it to be restored. Trost is, if you walk in downtown El Paso, you don't have to look too hard to see a whole lot of work from him. It's there.
It's fascinating to walk around the plaza and realize, I think it was characterized as like the Beatles album, a little something from every piece of music went in the Beatles album, the White Album.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything you can see on Trost, all kinds of architecture.
There was a really good description of Henry Trost that Dr. Grossman, Max Grossman, once said, and that was, Trost was such a master of every architectural design that, very similar to the White Album, he was able to have a type of song. The Beatles recorded a version of every musical genre, it seemed, on one album. And he was able to do that architecturally.
Andre, you're moving into El Paso and looking around and seeing this, and you're absorbing history rather quickly, I would bet. But you've been here like a couple of years?
Yes, I've been here for just about 2.5 years.
And she came from D.C.
Yeah, so absolutely.
There's a lot of history there.
Did you grow up in D.C.?
No, I'm originally from Kansas.
Okay, but D.C., yes. I mean, I came from D.C.
Okay.
But I was born here.
Yeah, okay.
That's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What'd you do in D.C.?
I used to work for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, my goodness. I know those people. I did at one time. I did a lot of TV in D.C. for people like that. But anyway, okay. Back to the point here. What are you looking at here for Preservation Month, either you or Shelley or whoever knows El Paso?
Well, I'll let Shelley answer this, too. But I can tell you from our office's standpoint, you know, we have the privilege of being able to facilitate and administer the County Historic Commission. And so one of the wonderful things about that is that we have all of these great, talented brains and just years and decades, frankly, of knowledge about the region and about all of the wonderful things that are going on.
And they're volunteers.
They are volunteers. But let me tell you, they put in some hours. Oh, yes. I mean, some full-time hours almost sometimes. Yeah. And so we've got all of these great things that they have been working on the side. And I started talking to Shelley and a smaller group about some of the activities that they had planned. And we kind of, concocted an idea to go to the commission, the El Paso court, and talk to them about, you know, all the different ideas and things that we saw that we could promote here in El Paso County, whether it be Adobe workshops or, creative placemaking workshops, where we could really try and engage the community in heritage preservation. Because I think for the most part, a lot of people don't know what our assets are. And we were talking when I came in here that, you know, even as a newbie, I think, unfortunately, I have the privilege of knowing more about some of the assets in the Mission Trail area and the Lower Valley than even a lot of people that I talk to on a regular basis who are from El Paso, which is a shame. And so just real quick, before I hand this over to Shelley, I want to point out that the national theme for Preservation Month is This Place Matters.
Oh.
And I think it's extremely important that we try and encourage people to not only have that sense of pride in living here, but that they carry forward that This Place Matters theme, because it means so much.
Half the battle is knowing what's here. And,
absolutely.
And we are not taught our history in this town.
Absolutely.
I grew up here from 0 to 18. I split, came back when I was 45. And that's when I figured out what the Mission Trail was.
Okay.
My grandmother had taken me as a kid down the trail to these bunch of white Catholic churches. And, like, I'm not Catholic, so we didn't really focus on that. But now I realize that is where the major old history is in those churches.
Mm-hmm.
And now I get that.
Right.
But I didn't hear it in school.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Do you have anything in mind to help educate, like, children in school?
Ironically, yes. So,
ask that, would
well,
I?
Well, so one, some of just the few things that we're looking at doing, and I think this may have been Shelley's idea, but so for the Adobe workshops that we're doing, they're going to be in the Mission Valley area, and we're looking at bringing students out to participate in those workshops.
Get your hands dirty.
Absolutely.
Make a brick.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, so those are just some of the ideas that we're looking at doing. You know, I think as these activities continue, not only during Preservation Month, but also throughout the year, we'll have a lot more opportunities to engage our students.
Well, you also have a tax credit workshop you'll be putting on, too, which is great for a lot of people to help them fix up their homes to carry that over. And many of them didn't realize they had that opportunity.
Absolutely.
Well, you hit them in the pocketbook, it makes a difference. Absolutely.
Well, and selfishly, I have to say, from the economic development standpoint, we also have the ability for commercial developers to understand the importance of, you know, the tax credits and things like that. I mean, we've got so many instances downtown where we have very experienced developers who have been taking advantage of tax credits for years. But for the average Joe, that may seem like it's a daunting task that is really confusing, especially when you start talking about tax attorneys.
One other thought for you, just out of curiosity, now that you're getting a sniff of what is El Paso history, what do you think?
Oh my gosh, there's so much character in this community. I mean, people talk about how wonderful the people are here, and that truly is an asset, but they have been the impetus, I think, over the past several decades that have caused, you know, this wonderful, unique history to grow and flourish. So I think at that note, I'm going to hand things back.
And when you get a chance, look at the wall behind you here, because we have our big poster up, Texas History Begins in El Paso. And you've got all kinds of history represented there that most people grow up here don't know. It's just amazing. All right, Shelley, what do we got going on?
Well, one of the ways that we're trying to make people know and become more aware of what we have and what we've been doing for the last 3 years is asking organizations or people who are interested to plan and put on an event, a tour, a lecture, anything you can think of almost, and do that kind of activity in May. And
you'll help promote it as a group.
Exactly. That's the catch. The purpose, obviously, is to invite the public free to come to an event that might be of interest to individuals. And there's between 20 and 30 different programs. And this year, because of Las Cruces and the county, we'll be doing more. But there's lots of different, anything you can think of that relates to our history is pretty much fair game.
Well, we got to be careful with that Utah Street thing, but so in a minute. That's with the red light district.
Yes. Well,
okay. And you hadn't heard that one yet, had you?
I actually
have. Oh, yeah.
She's really digging into it.
But you got to realize you're sitting here as a shady lady. Melissa Sargent is part of Six Guns and Shady Ladies, and they do a fabulous job of promoting our history very politely about that part of the history.
Yeah, for some 22 years now. So.
And also, you guys do pick up another set of clothing and go head off in other directions. You got Six Guns and Shady Bernie always doing stuff. Yeah. And today, is he a general again today?
Yes, he's playing General Pershing out at the Columbus Day event, which I'll promote a little event on that later on. It's happening today, so
it's
a great event.
They're having their cable gotta, which I was told. All the horses out of Mexico coming up. And they're not firing the guns this time.
No.
They get.
There's a lot of events going on besides just that. That's kind of like a really cool side of it, but there's the Camp Furlough Days and the city.
We'll get to that in a second. Shelly, last thought for this break, because we've got to take a break and do the trivia thing.
Yeah, my last thought is if there are any organizations or individuals interested in participating, between April 24th and the end of May, they can call me to get the details and the form that needs to be filled out, because we'll use the information we get from each organization to in our publicity.
You can put your number out there?
Area code 409-599-1277.
I knew that number. Hi. All right, we're going to take a break here with another number in a minute, but first, we have trivia. What do you got to win? Did we make up enough trivia here as we went along?
I think so. I've got tons of trivia here, so we're set for that one. So.
Also, I want Troy to pick a Pepe's special today. And what that means is whatever's on there becomes $6, so Pepe can still make a living. But it's a lot cheaper if you go out there. And it's called the Oñate special for a reason. What is it, Troy?
How about a combination plate number 3?
Number 3 combo. Get that written down and go out there. It's usually a few more bucks than that. But and you know why we call it the Oñate special?
Why is that?
Because Oñate went right through that space.
Yes, he did.
When he is on the Camino Real, that little restaurant is right sitting on the Camino Real.
They got food to go.
And if the horse showed up again, we'd have to open the door to let him in.
It's encroaching on the trail.
It's on top of the trail.
It's encroaching.
Oh, my God.
Oñate is encroaching.
But it's also incredibly historic. All right, yeah. Melissa, what have we got in the way of trivia questions?
Well, we have two wonderful questions. And the first one is, when was El Paso's first Preservation Month held? What year?
Oh, okay.
Name one of just three of the month's programs we've been talking about that they're going to be putting on. They can get one or two or three, but there's going to be a whole bunch of things going on.
There was one for the kids we mentioned specifically.
Right. Yes. Got that one. We had another one. So then also, that's it.
That's two questions.
I jumped ahead. I had two questions
for this hour.
Two questions, that's enough.
And if somebody wants to answer one and call us up, they get the food thing.
That's right. They get Pepe's. $20. They get a shot at getting $20 in coupons from Pepe's or a Mission Del Rey Southwest so they can go out and shop.
By the way, Mission Del Rey Southwest is still working on getting the next edition cooked up. They are doubling their space out there. And that's a place one needs to go see if you get a chance.
Yeah.
Very interesting place, what they got going on. All right, let's do this and see if people want to call us.
They can join the contest here by calling us at 544-KTSM or 544-5876.
And you're going to get somebody new when you call up. Try to call up. If you call up the new call screener for just this hour, guess who it is. And if you guess who it is, then we'll give you another prize.
There you go. Guess who?
How about that?
I like
because
that.
Because Shelly's sitting right here, and she can't reach the phone.
She doesn't have a long enough arm.
Well, she could do it, but we're not going to let her go. We want her in
here. Get up and run in.
So there's somebody in there taking the calls, and the number is again?
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
You're one number from a bingo.
Oh, 72.
And trying to be cool.
B9.
But you're jumping out of your seat.
G58.
Bingo! Bingo Blitz gives that feeling all the time. It's the number one free-to-play bingo game, and with 5 million fans, the fun never stops. So download Bingo Blitz free from the App Store or Google Play. Bingo Blitz.
Download and play.
Bingo Blitz!
Intended for those 21 or older and is for amusement purposes only.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-500-7609. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-7609. That's 1-800-500-7609. 1-800-500-7609.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We have had 6,193 people look at this promo on Facebook up until now. We put that on Wednesday night.
Busy, busy.
And we put that out there and say, here's what we're doing. And I think, Troy, you drew a lot of people.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Maybe not. Okay. But and if and nobody's calling for the trivia, hey, $20 at Pepe's Food, hey, that'll feed at least two of you.
Hey, I'll take it.
Well, yeah, you might be able to get it if nobody
else. I'll go shopping.
So just cut the phones off and you just want the coupon.
That's right. Just 544-5876
if you want to try that. But are those questions too hard?
How can it be? When was El Paso's first Preservation Month? You know, and name one of Preservation Month's three programs they've got going, planned programs.
And so, okay, I'll give you a clue. There's one where the kids go do it and they get their hands dirty.
Oh, there's one that has something to do with the IRS. So what? Well, okay,
I'm not going there. But hey, people should know that we are on Facebook.
That's right.
And they can go to that page and take a look and see stuff and click on that and get excited.
And someday I'll get
there. Or on YouTube, we have a YouTube channel, YouTube.com, El Paso History TV, and that is where we're putting on the items we make for ABC7. Bernie and I were down, actually, 2 days ago, down on the Mission Trail. In fact, we went way past the Mission Trail.
Yeah.
And you know what we did?
What did we do? We ended
up at the original location of the first Thanksgiving, which
I
did not know where it was. So that'll be a feature on one thing we got coming up. Plus, we're going to do each of the missions and the Presidio Chapel, which I know the difference, and the fourth mission in the Valley. Where's the fourth one? In Juarez.
Are you talking about Juarez? In the valley. Yeah, are you talking about Seneca?
Well, that doesn't exist anymore, does
no,
it?
No, it doesn't. But is
the one standing up you can go to church in is in Juarez.
That's right.
Okay,
yeah. Yes.
But that was the trivia question. I mean, you might not get your coupon there. No, it's a trivia question for you.
Oh, for me.
Yeah, that's why you don't get the coupon.
I'm like, what? I didn't see that on my list.
Whatever. Let's move on to the rest of this. But we have that YouTube channel. Take a look at that. We got more coming up in April. Also, Celebration of Our Mountains are planned, and Jim Tolbert, go to the website of Celebration of Our Mountains. Just look them up. Today, they're going to the Water Laboratory at 1 o'clock. Next week, Concordia Cemetery, River Park Camino Real Trail on March 21. So get out there and check out what they're doing. What do you got going on over there?
Well, we were talking about the Columbus Day and the Columbus Day Raid Festival, the 17th annual Camp Furlong Day, and the 21st Cabalgata Binacional. It's been 104 years since Pancho Villa first crossed over with his men, or well, he didn't, but his men crossed over. About 400, 800 revolutionaries rode into Columbus and, you know, attacked the city. And about 19 people were killed, and they set the city on fire. It was just an amazing thing that happened. So this event is to, go back and talk about what happened.
It's going to be more calm today.
Yeah,
not so much calm. Gunfire.
And then you also have some different presentations that will be going on. You've got, where are they? They were for the 17th annual Camp Furlong. Will provide historical facts on how the town came the way it was, but they have speakers coming in to talk about the first airborne group that came through, because this was really the first airborne and mechanized military.
The two wing flying jinnies.
Yeah.
Well, and the only picture I've ever seen is one upside down in the desert.
The flying coffin, yes. Yeah. and also the mechanized, because this was where a lot of that started, right here in El Paso, because of the traditionary expedition.
But Pancho's boys didn't realize that they'd put new machine guns over there for the U.S. Army.
Yeah.
That surprised them pretty good.
Took a few of them out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's going on today over there?
Yes, that's
going
to go on. In fact, yeah, there's a lot of things going on. The Army historians and the 1st Aero Squadron Foundation will be doing presentations at 2 p.m. But there's things going on in town all day long. It's a great place if you've not been out there. It's amazing.
Route 9, go that way. Yeah. That used to be the railroad track.
That's right.
Back in the day, and when they brought in all the ore from Bisbee, Arizona, into El Paso, Asarco, and actually the Federal Smelter as well.
Yeah.
That was working back then, wasn't it?
What's that?
The Federal Smelter was operating back in the day.
That is correct. Yeah.
All right, Troy Ainsworth with us. Look, folks, we're going to eat your food, 544-5876, and if you don't call us up, I think, Melissa, we may have to work.
They have to stay after the show.
Well, no, we have to give you the coupon. to heck with them.
Well, I get that, but then the listeners have to stay after the show.
That's true. They have to do that. Okay, let's talk more about the preservation months in both El Paso and Las Cruces. Andrea, do you have some announcements we need to know about going on in El Paso? Because you're the economic development director. We have Andre Hutchins here. I got that right. And you have got some things going on, do you not, and that we need to hear about?
We actually have a lot of things going on all throughout the county, ranging from the Mission Trail area all the way to downtown El Paso. So right now we're working on a downtown survey that will help to identify actual neighborhoods within the downtown area of El Paso so that we can assist property owners with getting national registration, potentially tax credits, a whole number of things. And then, as many of you are probably hopefully aware, the court passed the Mission Trail Plan last October. And so from the passing of that plan, our office has really been, pedal to the metal in trying to get as many things put together to make sure that that plan is implemented so that we're not just, putting a plan on a shelf. So,
I've seen the buses. You have buses going up and down that trail all the time right now.
We do. And in 2021, we're actually looking at increasing some of those offerings for tourists specifically. So stay tuned for more information on that. And then we're also looking at doing some things. The city of San Eli, city of Socorro, they have all been just wonderful partners to work with. So we're really trying to do as much as we can in our office to help amplify and work together with the various communities that represent El Paso County.
Is there any talk of making a place or making a better place for RVs? You have the one out here in the west side, but it's pretty far from the from the city itself. Is there any process of doing something even on the east side? Because people cannot get around downtown with their RVs. There's no place for them to park.
That's a huge market.
Yeah, and it's a huge market because they're coming through all the time.
Yeah, so,
quite honestly, no, because it's the first time I've heard of this issue. But yeah, that certainly does not mean it's not something we can't look into.
Do you know where we found them? Bernie and I were down there doing some videos, and we found them over there at the Lacone Dairy.
Mm-hmm.
There was about 15 people sitting there camped out in the parking lot of Lacone Dairy. I said, what do you guys do? Well, they let us in.
Yeah.
They closed the place and go home, but they let us in the parking lot.
Yeah, you've even got like the train station area down there by the work area. They could even take some of that and turn that into an area where they could park and park safely.
Well, Andre, if the snowbirds knew that they could roll through here and park and look at stuff, you'd have a different world, I think, of stopping people off. If they said, oh, those old Catholic church, you mean like 1500, 1600s old? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so what's the date on that? 1682, basically, for Sleta, and a day later for Socorro.
Right.
And San Eli being not a mission, but a Presidio chapel. And you know the difference in the constructions, right?
Well, a little bit. Yeah.
Well, the cross, it's a cross.
Yeah, the cruciform.
For the missions,
mm-hmm.
but it's a box. mm-hmm. for the for the Presidio Chapel.
Church and state, military and military versus ecclesiastics.
That's how it went. All right, we got a guy on the phone. He wants to talk on the phone. Hey, Roy, we got you. What's up?
Not too much. Listen, there's a place called Mission RV Park.
What's that?
It's on by Gateway West, and I'm trying to think 375 or served up. No, I think it's pretty sure 75 rather than Zaragoza Road.
Oh, you mean down that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ron Dawson used to actually live there.
Okay. So that there is one there. Yeah,
but it's so far out, and there's no place for people to park their vehicles. Even if they're just, you know, passing through, they could stop for a day, and there's no place for them to park those.
At that place, there may be.
I believe that's what it is.
Yeah, that is an RV park.
But I'm saying it's closer in vicinity to the city. Some place where they could even just stop. That's what I'm saying.
I thought they'd be going down to the missions. I thought that's what y'all were talking about.
Oh, yeah, the missions.
You nailed the missions, but on the going to downtown El Paso, I don't think there's any provisions for people to pull. You know what they could do?
A lot of people tow their car behind their RV.
Right. And so they can get around. And you know what? I'd love to see them do something with that Asarco area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not finalized yet.
Wouldn't that be a great place to have a spot for an RV? Beautiful.
Yeah, after you environmentally mitigate, you know, the site, remove the slag heap and all that.
They've buried it already, dude.
Yeah, they've buried a lot of it. But you have an area where you could potentially use it for a low-impact use instead of just a vacant acreage of land.
Right,
yeah.
Especially
if somebody builds an RV park there, UTEP will take over the parking lot.
All right, Roy, you got to hit that lottery. We'll talk, all right?
Okay.
Thanks a lot. See you at lunch. You take her easy. Roy's a good guy. He does. He basically calls Pepe's and tells them what our special is today. So the idea of do we owe you another break in there? Oh, we do.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, don't hold back on break.
And 544-KTSN, is that it? Or we're on Facebook yet?
Or no, we're getting there.
And again, the number? Oh, and they can still do trivia.
Yeah, they can still do our trivia questions, and they can. I'll repeat them again. When was El Paso's first Preservation Month? What year? And name one of the preservation programs I've got going on. We talked about on the radio. Just name any of them.
If you want to preserve dirt? Talk to me.
Hey, you got it.
Again, the number
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Amigos at 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos!
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts ACE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text ACE to 85850. That's ACE to 85850.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in the El Paso area?
If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you.
We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team.
You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area.
This is Paul.
And JD.
Stars of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My brother and I are looking for a handful of people in the El Paso area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money.
This is a perfect market for our systems, and next week we're holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started flipping homes and how to start building long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul and JD's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of the Brothers Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now, pay off some credit card debt, or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, y'all didn't call about the trivia, so we're going to award it to Melissa if you can so answer there. The question. What was the question?
Well, the first one was, when was El Paso's first Preservation Month? That was the year of 2014.
You got that one right?
I got that one right. Okay. And name one of the preservation programs they've got going, they've got planned for this coming month.
The Dirty Fingers one was which one?
Yeah, that's Adobe Workshop.
Adobe.
Make some Adobe bricks.
Can you imagine doing that?
Yeah, we had a tax credit. We had and many, many speakers, different programs would be going on.
But the Adobe one, I mean, have you ever made Adobe?
Yeah.
God, it looks weird.
It's miserable.
We don't want to talk about all the ingredients.
Gloves.
No, yeah, use your gloves. All right, the history lesson's coming up here. Harvey Girls, Monday, March the 9th at 2 p.m. in Union Depot. Fred Harvey's Detours, a major attraction. Press and Bud Dierkop doing that one. Get down there. 2 o'clock, no food involved, but the visitors are free. 591-2326. Southwest Chapter, Railway Locomotive Historical Society, meeting Wednesday the 11th. El Serape, food involved. There's a cost. Program Eyewitness Accounts of Pancho Villa's Raid on Columbus. That's what they're doing this week. And the actual anniversary date is the 9th. So that'll be Monday. But anyway, this is on the 11th. And Patricia Kidney's doing that.
Yeah,
591-2326. And you got the Daughters of Texas.
Yes, those Daughters of Texas are kicking up their heels. They're going to have a presentation with their meeting for the program's called the Texas History Month Celebration. So, you know, this Texas History Month also. So we're just getting crazy with that. And they'll be presented by Betty Phillips, and visitors interested may attend, and they can call 760-5775, and that will be on, I forgot the date.
It's not
on March 13th, Friday the 13th.
Good day lucky to do day. It.
Okay, and then the 20th, they're going to have the Corral of the Westerners International 26th Dinner and Presentation of The Last Ride of Pat Garrett by Dale Owen, which will be held at the Holiday Inn at 900 Sunland Park Drive. Dinner and program costs is only $20. Call them at 759-9538. And then tonight, there's a ghost tour at Concordia Cemetery. And that'll be, they didn't give you the time, go on to the Facebook page or the website. 8 o'clock, and it's only $15. It's a lot of fun. I meet people that go back there again and again.
Oh, yeah.
And part of the funds go to Concordia Cemetery.
Well, that's cool. All right, Shelley, what do we need to know about Preservation Month coming up that we haven't talked about, and also the county involvement you're in?
I think the most important thing I want to let people know is that they can sign up and do a program. And to do that, you need to call me. My cell phone is area code 409-599-1277. And then we're going to accumulate all the programs and take ads out in Scene Magazine and use social media to promote everybody's program. So there should be sort of an alliance of preservation programs and cooperation to get a lot of people to come to the different programs.
And what about the county? Where do people want to call you, Andrea? They can get a hold of you for ideas about history and heritage and stuff?
Absolutely. You know, anything from, as we talked about earlier, RV parks and the whole nine yards. If it relates to heritage tourism, economic development, we would love to hear from people. So they can email me directly at ahutchins@epcounty.com, or they can call the office at area code 915-546-2177.
A Hutchins, H-U-T-C-H-I-N-S.
Correct.
And the rest of it is at EP County?
At epcounty.com.
Well, what do you think you're going to get? I mean, ideas from people on what to do with the history or what?
You know, we get a number of ideas, and sometimes those ideas range from where's my Cheesecake Factory and Trader Joe's to really, ideas that we can take forward, like, you know, looking into whether or not there is a demand for an RV park on the east side of town. I mean, that's certainly something that we can look into.
Well, something more centralized.
You could create a demand. If you put out there that this is available, they'll say, oh, they're looking for us.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people on the I-10.
So one of the good things about being here is that there is a lot of history, which means they also have a lot of statistics and a lot of information, right? So we've got a number of employees in the office who are very good at doing analysis and statistics, and so they can help take some of that information forward, and then we can hopefully make a recommendation to the court about the best ways that we can spend our hotel occupancy tax and then our economic impact fund.
I just happened to think, you know, I forgot that Walmart's have free parking for RVs. Now, there's something maybe you could promote that or have that somewhere on the website that if people want to come into town, that would put them over on the east side right there, central by the mall, which is good for the shopping. And then also you have here on the west side, you've got a couple of different Walmarts there that puts them a little bit closer to town.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, ideas like that, you know, anything that relates to heritage tourism, you know, and then the Mission Trail area. Excuse me. One of the other big things, and we haven't had the opportunity to really touch on this much, you know, a lot of times people think of infrastructure as being the only main component of, you know, history and heritage preservation. They think of buildings, they think of architecture. Trost is a perfect example. But one of the things that we're really trying to promote in the Mission Trail area is our agricultural heritage as well.
Huh.
So if people have ideas.
The history of cotton? What are you talking about?
No, not necessarily the history of cotton, but the fact that we used to be one of the leading, or if not the leading, wine producer in the country.
Well,
wine,
let's get that going.
Absolutely,
wine,
right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There used to be fig trees. There used to be orchards.
Apricot brandy was big, apparently, back in the day.
Absolutely. You know, so our heritage tourism coordinator, Valerie Venecia, she is a wealth of information, and she's very passionate about what she does. But she's educated me on so many things that we've had here. And how she explains it is that because the river meandered and unfortunately took out a number of buildings in its path, it also resulted in some very fertile soil. So there is some, you know, exciting things happening along that vein in the Mission Trail area.
It took out all the churches we mentioned earlier, except the one in Juarez.
Except the one in Juarez, which is actually a lot higher up on
the
hill.
It's a bit on the hill. They were smart about that.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept having to move the Socorro. How many times did they move the Socorro Mission, Troy?
Yeah, about three times.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They kept keeping the vigas.
Yes.
Putting them back up. That's the ceiling timbers.
Yep.
Putting that back together. Oh, yeah.
It's it's a testament to the durability of faith, I suppose.
Yeah.
To,
and Adobe.
To keep,
and Adobe.
And Adobe. To keep rebuilding, because there's something spiritually and culturally sound in knowing that a place is identified. So, you know, and that's really the benefit, I think, of the built environment and a slogan about this place matters, because, you know, places change. Buildings sometimes are taken down and new streets are built and on and on. And if we can't identify a place that we grew up in or lived in for a long time, and it's so different from when we were there before. It does have a psychological negative impact in my mind.
Well, that's another thing about the places you're talking about, and that is that these places are churches that we're referring to on the Mission Trail, and that they're already revered just by being there, like doing it, being a church.
Exactly, and in comparison, you look at in Estado de Durango, along the stretch of the Camino Real in that central state in Mexico, there are so many, I mean, it's 50, 60 buildings, extant buildings that are associated with the trail that were in process of various stages of preservation work just a few years ago. Now, we have such a paucity of buildings associated with the Camino Real north of San Elizario. Okay, that just is a function of the fact that it's the big open country stretch.
Flooding as well.
Yeah, of the trail. And plus, nature has not always been kind with rising waters. But when you think about a benefit, if you are in the state of Durango, Mexico, there are so many buildings that you can visit and experience that are related to the Camino Real.
And they're still there.
And they are still there. So
Troy Angel, we have to take a break here and come back in just a second and wrap up and decide what we're going to do about our future. We'll do that in just a minute. Back in a moment.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Are you overwhelmed with credit card debt? If you're struggling to make even the minimum payments, you may think there's no way out. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, here's something that might surprise you. There are secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Secrets on how to eliminate your debt and become debt-free. Imagine the thousands you could save. To unlock these secrets, take the next few minutes to call Credit Answers for no obligation, free information. Call 1-800-422-0155. We're not talking bankruptcy or debt consolidation. This is your chance to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. We even offer a guarantee, so there's no risk to call. Unlock the secrets credit card companies don't want you to know. Within 5 minutes, we'll show you how our program works and how much money you could save. Credit Answers, your answer to overwhelming credit card debt. Call 1-800-422-0155. 1-800-422-0155.
This episode brought to you by Train. It's hard to stop a train.
Move, Moki. Come on, Moki, scram. That's my spot.
What's going on, Dad?
Moki won't leave.
Do you blame him? It's nice and cool in the house.
I think King's Air did too good of a job.
King's Air? Yeah, now Moki won't go outside.
Thank goodness for King's Air, huh, Moki?
King's Air, 592-2997 or kingsair.com.
It's nice in there. It's King's Air.
Tomorrow is International Women's Day. All day long, iHeartRadio will celebrate the incredible achievements of women.
Women who have a very clear vision of what they want in life.
It's amazing to see so much female power.
All day tomorrow, right here.
Special thanks to Citi, standing for the women who move us on the stage and beyond it by supporting hashtag See Her, Hear Her, a movement advancing the representation of women and girls in music. Learn more at cityentertainment.com/supportfemalemusic and follow at See Her 2020.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Now Allstate has new lower auto rates. You can get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise now at new lower rates. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote now.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Poppy's Fest coming up here. It's going to be on March 21st. We'll talk about it next weekend with the Frontera Land Alliance will be in here. Frontera. And it's an interesting thing to do. We'll talk more about and apparently they're out real big this year.
Yes, they got a lot of stuff going on.
Huge poppies. Yep. All right, we got a couple of minutes left here in this hour. Let's start with Andrea. What are your thoughts on what to do to promote El Paso? People can call you, they can get a hold of you, and we can also put in an apricot vineyard. or what do you call it?
Absolutely. We can put in all the vineyards, bring in all the produce, all the wine. You know, ecotourism and culinary tourism is a huge draw.
Well, are you ready to subsidize some apricots?
So we are ready to subsidize, you know, a number of things in cooperation with the USDA and some other Texas Department of Ag grants.
Right.
Absolutely.
Some apricot brandy.
You know, our goal is to make sure, as I mentioned earlier, that the Mission Trail Plan gets some legs. And so one of the main components of that is small business development, and then agriculture. So,
Alborrego, listen up. You can put in a vineyard and get paid for it.
Yeah, I'm
and then sell the wine. I mean, he'll do it.
That's
you know?
An L job.
Okay, Troy, your thoughts on this hour. We'll be back next hour with us.
I will be back, yes. I think that Preservation Month really is even though it is May is identified as the month, preservation and preservation efforts are year-round. We're just highlighting all the great heritage and culture that is all throughout the valley here. Along the border.
And if somebody wants to get involved in preservation in Las Cruces, they might call you?
Yes.
And you throw a number out there?
I would be happy to. 575, this is my office number, 575-528-3027.
You sure?
I think so.
Okay.
All right, if not, no, I'm kidding.
Call up Troy Ainsworth in Las Cruces. All right, Shelly, how do people get involved in what you're talking about, the preservation? You want people to exhibit stuff.
Well, yes, first of all, El Paso and this whole area have so many places that matter that it's important for everybody to participate in one way or another. And there are lots of different opportunities all year, but mm-hmm. especially this coming May.
And you'll promote them if they help tell you what they're doing.
And we'll list the program. People who do programs or organizations who do programs will list as sponsors. So that'll help them recruit members and volunteers in their organizations, but be sure and check the May issue of Scene Magazine for all the details, programs, times, places.
They're listed.
We're going to list.
And thanks to Randy Lindbergh for putting that paper out.
Yes, that's very true.
Oh, he's a good help on that. We're about out of here for this hour. Thank you all for coming in. Troy, stick around. We've got Troy's foot glued to the floor. He'll stick around. But Andrea, thank you for coming. Good to meet you. And I wish you luck in the job and helping us promote our history.
Thank you. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it as well.
We're an ally. Remember that. Shelly, thank you. I'll see you across the glass in a minute.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. Sergio, thank you for being in the control room. And it's Sarah Polk in your answering phones. Yada. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt.
Ready for some good news? With a cash out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. Health officials in Florida.